Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Swift and he is out, Lake applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Mitchell chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Mitchell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Trout moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wertz moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wertz scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Evers goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 4-2, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Art Houdeman now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Bob Swift. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Fred Hutchinson. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Eddie Lake. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Outlaw scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Mayo moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. Wakefield scores. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Al Gettle now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing shortstop. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich bunts towards first. Cullenbein scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein strikes out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.